From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy today's program.
Good morning. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, excited to tell you about the new service she's now offering. In addition to the family practice services she already provides, she now offers aesthetic services at Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. That's across from Whataburger in Leesville. She treats deeper lines and wrinkles, like around the mouth, as well as enhancing lips, cheeks, and chins with filler. Check out her on Facebook or Instagram at Brenda Willis, FNP, for before-after pictures and information on how to book. She's happy to say you get the same specialized care wherever she treats you. Brenda Willis. Want to catch a movie this weekend? Or maybe tonight? Parkway Cinema has Cabrini, Imaginary Kung Fu Panda, along with other movies. Go to AcadianaCinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Tomorrow, State Senator Alan Seaback will be our guest. A week from tomorrow, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. With us this morning, the former mayor of the city of Natchitoches, Wayne McCullen, and a good friend of mine. Wayne, good morning to you. Thanks for getting up so early.
Good morning, Ted. It's good to be with you this morning. Thanks for inviting me to be on your program.
My pleasure. I want to qualify this program. I'm not suggesting you vote for or against anybody in the election coming up. I think that people are smart enough to make their own decision in the city of Natchitoches, who they want for the city council, who they want for the mayor, and things like that. But I wanted to talk about finances, and Wayne McCullen wrote a very interesting article in the Natchitoches Parish Journal, I don't know, a week or two ago. It caught my interest, and Wayne, it sounds like, if I understand correctly, spending is more the problem than income. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, Ted, this really started. It should not even be a part of the election process right now because it actually started last spring. I had the opportunity to go to one of the city council meetings, and they had a proposed rate increase for all the utilities in Natchitoches. And, of course, being a past administrator, myself, Jack McCain, who was a longtime councilman, Don Mims, who was a longtime councilman at large, between us, the three of us, we have 76 years of service to the city of Natchitoches, and this kind of hit us strange, you know, that they were going up on all the utilities. So we started inquiring a little bit about what the cause and the need for the additional utilities. Well, first of all, the administration said it was due to inflation, and that, you know, they gave us an example. The mayor said that, you know, a Big Mac today is not what it was 20 years ago. The cost has gone up tremendously, and with inflation, they were going to have to go up on all the utility rates. Well, that's not true, Ted, because we have actually been in city government. Every one of us have had to deal with inflation, and every administration that has come through has dealt with inflation and has not gone up on the utility rates. You know, we can understand if they were going up on the utility rates for the sake of the cost of the utilities, but it was not. We found out through a public work records request and a utility rate structure study that this money was actually being collected off the tail of the increased rate on your utilities and being transferred to the general fund to be spent as the administration saw fit to spend it. So that was our biggest concern, and that's what started the a couple of series of letters.
Well, let's talk in specifics for a second. If you go back and you look at the year, let me pick a year. Let's say 2013. The total revenues in 2013 were $56,373,064.
Right.
If you go to 2023, the total revenues was $70,278,966. That is way ahead of inflation. That's a gigantic increase in income. So let me take it a step further. If you go back and I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong information. The income was $73,161,000 in 2023. And if you go back and you look at expenses, expenses were $53 million in 2003 plus change. They're now $76 million. That far exceeds inflation. And one of the things that caught my eye, general government back in 2023 cost $9,253,000, but general government just 9 years ago cost half that, $4,373,000. Does Natchitoches have a spending problem?
It looks that way a little bit. You go back and you look, you're talking about inflation a little bit.
But inflation's 3%, 4%, 5% this year. During the Biden administration, we're looking at 7% inflation. Prior to that, it was almost flat.
Right. Every town is run primarily off of sales and use tax, Natchitoches being no different from any other town. Well, take, for instance, that Big Mac. If you pay twice as much today as you did several years ago, well, guess what? Your income increases by double that, too, because your sales tax goes up on the price of the item. So every consumer item that is bought, the sales tax goes up. So the revenue stream has paralleled any expenses that they may have had. And it's amazing that the city of Natchitoches, their sales tax has increased from about $9 million to $13.6 million in 2023. So over the last 5 years, we've had a dramatic increase in our sales tax dollars. So that is not the reason that they are having to go up on the utilities.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, when we got the utility rate structure study, this pointed out some very critical things in this, and it was something that the general public was not aware of, but we dove into it and looked at it a little bit closer, and they made some very pointed recommendations. The transfers out of the utility fund, where you sell the electricity and money comes into the fund, has ranged from $6 million to almost $9 million. In transfers to the current budget. This year they plan to transfer out $6.3 million. And what they're doing is using your utility as a tax. And it's not for utility purposes. It's to transfer out to the general fund and then to use as they see fit. So one of the recommendations in the study was that to correct the situation, they had to reduce expenses and reduce the transfers out of the utility fund to the general fund, or either they had to go up on utility rates to match their spending. And so you guessed it, Ted, they went up on the utility rates, and this is a very, very unfair, unwarranted tax that is placed on the citizens, the businesses of Natchitoches. It does not make for a good economic climate for our city. If you have business and industry that's looking coming here, one of the things that they're looking at is overhead and what the cost is to locate in your town. And certainly that's a deterrent right there in itself. But we're suffering. The rate increase went into effect last summer, and we saw the delinquency list go way up. People were unable to pay their utility bills, and then we have another tax that's coming up May the 1st of this year on the utility, electrical utility. And, Ted, we just can't afford to have this on the public's back anymore. It's an unfair tax, and we have to do something to correct the, I'm going to say, financial climate in Natchitoches.
So help me here for a second. As a former mayor, you should have the answer to this. The utility business in Natchitoches, if you take just the cost of electricity and the income from electricity, does the electrical service in Natchitoches make money?
It does, Ted. What we do, we buy wholesale power from CLECO, and then a little rate increase is tacked on to it. And at the end of the year, after you have sustained your electrical department and all your utilities, if there's any left over, then in the past, the history's been that we would transfer that money over. In my administration, it amounted to about $1 million to $1.5 million. And we would put it into something like streets that benefited all the public citizens of Natchitoches. And so they have become more and more dependent upon transferring that money and being able to spend at the level that they wanted to.
Not being critical of the current administration, not being critical of your administration, but quite frankly, if you have a profit from the utility company, why not lower the rates?
Exactly, exactly. That's what we're asking for right now, is for the utility to be in a sound position for the future of Natchitoches, and we're asking that the council and the mayor consider rescinding that raise and cutting back on expenses and the transfers out of that department. I think it'd be good for the economic climate of Natchitoches.
Okay, so here's the I got to go to break, and I'm real far behind, but I want to get this in before we do. So would it be cheaper for the citizens of Natchitoches for CLECO to provide the electrical service instead of the city of Natchitoches?
Well, we have had a very fortunate situation. We've owned our utilities here since 1926, and when our plant became antiquated, we tore it down and bought wholesale power from CLECO. We can deliver that power probably as cheap, if not cheaper, than them going out on the open market doing it. And that was always our goal, was to provide the lowest cost electrical service and utilities to the citizens of Natchitoches. And with these rate increases, that makes us not very competitive.
Our guest this morning is Wayne McCullen. He is the former mayor of Natchitoches, and we're talking about the city of Natchitoches. We'll do more of that when we come back. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on: Bass Heating and Cooling. Quality, hometown-friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884. Check them out on Facebook or go to the website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call them, mention you heard the ad on the radio, you get an additional 10% discount. Bass Heating and Cooling.
This is Landon Womack from Winfield, Louisiana. I'm a sophomore at Northwestern State University, majoring in radiological science. Rad Science allows me to help others live healthier lives with an advancement of technology in the field, which promotes general well-being. If you live in Wynn Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. And always, fork 'em demons.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Okay, so let me ask you the question. When's the last time you've been to a nickel store? They're in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. They've been there over 100 years. They've got everything for everybody in the family, especially if you want to do some decorating in your home. Make that next visit to Nichols soon. Stop by. My guest this morning is Wayne McCullen. He is the former mayor of the city of Natchitoches. And Wayne, before I get off the electrical conversation, I got this one other question. If CLECO wants to raise their rates, they got to go to the Public Service Commission. And I'm not a big fan of the Public Service Commission, but at least you have some oversight on it. Can Natchitoches raise their rates without the Public Service Commission's approval?
Ted, all it took was an ordinance being introduced to the city council and a vote of the majority of the council, which were three councilmen, and they raised your rates. It was not a tax that was voted on by the public. We're, unlike the Public Service Commission, they have to get approval to go up on their rates, and we did not have to do it.
So Public Service right. Commissioner has nothing to do with this.
Right, right. It's a privately owned, and so we're dependent upon the council, and there should be public servants of the community, and that's why we're appealing to the public to reach out to your councilman and to the mayor to ask them to rescind this unfair tax that's placed on the citizens of Natchitoches and the businesses.
Public safety in 10 years has almost doubled, yet we're facing one of the biggest concerns is crime in Natchitoches. I don't think it's getting better. I keep hearing different stories, but we do the arrest reports every morning on KZBL, and we're never shortage of arrest reports. If we're spending this money on crime, why are we not making any headway? Or are we? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ted, I'm not privy to all the stuff that's been given out as far as public safety and everything. I know that we do have a good bit of crime in Natchitoches that is, like you said, that is published in the paper and everything. We do know that crime is a big problem, and it's on the forefront of this election. The two things that are really concerning to the public is the utility rates and the crime rates in Natchitoches. There has been some statistics that's been released recently by the administration saying that there was improvement, but that's in very select categories, and it's not a good broad look at the crime rate. They've taken a couple of months, and you know, it's going to fluctuate a good bit in 2 months.
Okay, so let me tell you my concern. See if you share that concern. I think the lifeblood of Natchitoches is Northwestern University. And although student enrollment has decreased, if you look at what Chris Maggio did and now what the new president has done, the amount of infrastructure being built at Northwestern is setting all kinds of records, millions and millions of dollars. every time I have the president on, it seems like we're announcing another big project. My concern is, if we can't get crime under control in Natchitoches, are we going to lose even more students?
Ted, that's certainly a deterrent. Anytime that you have crime in your community, one of the things that people are looking for is a safe, viable community, an economically sound community with a good quality of life. And, you know, that's imperative that we have that. Like you said, Northwestern is the lifeblood of Natchitoches, and certainly we need to support Northwestern, and we need to try to get crime and some of the other distractions out of the way and try to improve our community as much as we possibly can.
I'm a big fan of Dr. Marcus Jones. I think he's done a really good job as president. I think Chris Maggio is very difficult to follow because Chris did a great job. I think Dr. Jones done a great job as president of Northwestern. I'm not always convinced that the people of Sabine, Natchitoches, Wynn understand the importance of Northwestern, not educational-wise, I think they understand that, but economy-wise, because Northwestern is a strong stimulant to the economy in this area. How do we get people to understand that better?
It really is, Ted. I mean, this is the economic engine that drives our region, not just Natchitoches, but all the outlying towns like Winfield, Manny, all the towns around us. And we have students that, you know, don't come and live on campus. They commute and everything. This is a vital, vital, vital part of our community and something that we need to shore up and to try to support as much as we possibly can to keep that economic engine intact.
We're going to take a break. Wayne McCullen, former mayor of Natchitoches, our guest this morning, courteous enough to visit with us. The Northwestern State University Foundation has the Poplar Spring fundraiser, Flavor of Louisiana. It's this Friday. You can get tickets at the door. There's still some left. Going to be some great food. It's a terrific fundraiser for Northwestern. Hope you make your plans to attend Northwestern State University.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Jimmy Grange Outdoors is coming to the Shreveport Auto Mall. Don't buy your boat yet. Don't even go look at boats, because Jimmy Grange Outdoors is coming soon to the Shreveport Auto Mall.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches, or call 318-357-0380.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
You know, some things are just so easy to put off and forget. Getting your eyes checked is one of those. Stop that nonsense. Call today to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. They got 14 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. They got professional doctors that take care of everything from routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery. You can go online and see them at laianlaser.com. Paul Johnson comes up at 8 to 9 on many of these stations that you're on this morning. And next Thursday, tomorrow, Senator Alan Seabach. And then on the following Thursday, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. With us today is Wayne McCullen. He is former mayor of Natchitoches. Regardless who you vote for, go out and vote. That's a great opportunity, and everybody should vote. I hope more people will vote. I want to go to something that probably you and I disagree on. A number of years ago, we built this big sports complex with a kind of the attitude like Las Vegas, build it and they'll come. Hasn't, in my opinion, been gigantically successful. What do you do? I mean, you got it now. You can't get rid of it. What do you do to make that successful?
Well, anytime you have an asset like that, you certainly go ahead and try to promote it as much as you possibly can. I think that they've done a pretty fair job, Ted. They've already hosted three big tournaments out there this year, and they range anywhere from about 30 teams down to 15 teams with 15 people on every team. Think about all the parents, grandparents, people that come in, and that's some of the reasoning that you see an increase in our sales tax is because of that part. You have to take something like that and make it a positive.
If you took the cost of what it costs to build and the amount of income you got coming back, would you have a return on your investment?
Well, probably not as much as you would like to have, but ideally, you know, you get out there and you do the best you can to try to promote your town. And, you know, I think that you look around. I'm going to use Ruston as an example. They've done a good job of promoting theirs. And, of course, it's almost like a competitive situation when you have a facility like that in Natchitoches and everything. I think that it's been somewhat very productive, very pleased with it, and, you know, the best that we can do right now is to promote it and to move forward and try to enhance our community as much as we possibly can.
You know, the one thing I would do if I was the mayor of Natchitoches, and I've advocated this for a long time, and no one seems to agree with me, I would provide, there's a lot of senior citizens in Natchitoches, a lot of people that are limited on transportation. I'd provide a free bus service throughout Natchitoches to take people to Walmart, doctor's appointments, and things like that as a service. I just think that'd be a great service for Natchitoches residents.
Well, it really would. It would serve the university community up there, and you have the Louisiana School, which has students, and something like that is really needed. Whether that cash flows or not, you know, it doesn't necessarily cash flow. So, again, that's another service that you provide for your community for the quality of life.
Before I let you go, Northwestern's got a new football coach. Seems like a really nice guy. We've had him on one time, and I think a great addition to Northwestern. What's the chances of winning a game or two this year?
I tell you what, Ted, I've heard nothing but very positive things out of Northwestern on their new coach and coaching staff. All this is very important. I think that you have a clean slate now, and I think that the community is going to have to get behind Coach McCorkle, and I think that he's going to do a great job. I think that he's out there really recruiting right now on the high school level, fostering those relationships, and that's what it's all about. And it takes a little time. You have to understand that he's starting from scratch and starting really a new program.
Could take years.
And, I think you're going to see him very successful.
Okay, got a question for you. Every day I close out this program, I started this with Jeff Landry running for governor. It just fit in perfect. Do you know a person named Carl Hale?
I don't guess I do.
That's Ken Hale's dad, and he sings. We're going to close out with his song. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ted.
When are you coming? must depart with me when I want to go. Her words touched me like...
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio...